And next up on our call is Indiana's Terry Morin. For the second year in a row, the Hoosiers are the number 4 seed in the Big Ten tournament, and after a double bye, they'll play their first game in the quarterfinal round on Friday at approximately 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could, please give us an opening statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Well, thank you, and good morning to everybody. Excited, always excited at this time of the year. Feel like it's a new season for everyone. Just to piggyback what Joe said from Northwestern, I don't know that the Big Ten has gotten the respect that it's deserved throughout the season. 14 teams, tremendous players, tremendous coaches, and it's been a grind for all of us. And just congratulations again to everybody as we start, like I said, what we consider a new season for our team.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's take some questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Vera Jones with Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Vera. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. My question is about the everyone that gets excited about being a top 4 seed. However, mm-hmm. there are some concerns because of the 2 games that you actually have to sit and watch, some of the anxiety that comes with that, some of the thoughts of other teams having momentum before you do. Is that a concern for you? And if so, how do you kind of get your team prepared? How do you ward off some of those thoughts?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a great question because we were in a similar situation last year. And hopefully, we have really gone back and intentionally thought about, what that week looked like for us with the extra day of preparation. We have kind of changed, what we did a year ago. Instead of taking a couple days off here, we took yesterday off and we're getting right back at it today. And we're not going down to Indy a day ahead of time. We're going to spend most of our prep time right here in Bloomington and then arrive Thursday night. So, one of the things, too, about having the veteran squad that we do, the seniors, they remember that experience and how it didn't go the way that we had hoped. So I would suspect that that's on their minds as well, that, we have to have a different kind of mindset. Playing in that the 4th seed.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of John Blue with the Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Carly's been hitting a lot of shots lately. Is she reminding you more of the Carly McBride you had last season, and how beneficial is that to your offense down the stretch to have that 3-point shot?
Sure. Well, it's important. Every one of those long balls matter, whether it's Cahill shooting it or Carly or Tyra, Rhea Gauley, those all matter. And right now, I just think that, going into the Michigan game, I thought Carly decided that she was just going to play a little bit with less pressure. I think she just was putting so much pressure on herself to have to knock down shots from the outside. And I think, after the Michigan game, she just decided that she was going to play more free and not put as much pressure on herself. And it's really paid off. She knows the significance of what she means to our team when she is knocking down shots. What I'm most proud of is the fact that she's really tried to dial in defensively for us, and she's been a terrific leader, both in the locker room and in our huddles and on the floor.
Our next question comes from the line of Sam Bushaven with the Rivals.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hi, Sam. I'm good, thanks.
Good. Coach, this is almost entirely the same team you guys had last year. You were in the same kind of situation last year, both at the seed and the NCAA tournament. Can you just give me a sense of how motivated this group is to not have to go through what you did last year, where you kind of had to wait and see if you were in or not after losing in that first round?
Sure. I haven't seen our kids. Yesterday was our day off, Sam, but certainly, I got texts throughout the afternoon, especially when we were all watching Big Ten play yesterday to kind of, you know, see where we were going to land as far as the seed. So, you know, this is, I think, an excited group. It's just been a short year. So, you know, that the experience of losing in that first round is not very far from their memories. And so I would anticipate, as you said, a much more motivated team. We know that, like everybody else, you know, we're fighting for postseason play. And, you know, if that doesn't get you motivated, I don't know what does. But, you know, when our backs have been against the wall, especially for this group, it seems like they've always responded in a positive manner. So we're gonna, as I mentioned, spend a lot of our time here in our prep with in Bloomington, and then you know, treat it just like a regular Big Ten game when we get down to Indianapolis on Friday.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Matthew Bain with Iowa City Press Citizen.
Hey, Coach, you just played a great game against Iowa over in your place. And I was just wondering your perspective on if you think Iowa is an NCAA tournament team.
You know what? I do. I think that they are you know, it was a great game, too, double overtime and just two tremendous teams having to fight it out. As I mentioned in my opening statement, I don't think that the Big Ten gets the respect that it certainly deserves in terms of the outside, you know, perspective in women's basketball, but particularly in looking at the Big Ten, because it is an incredible league, and Lisa has done a tremendous job. That's a tremendous basketball team. They're very difficult to guard. Probably in all of our prep that we had to do for the Big Ten, obviously excluding Maryland and the Ohio State, by far the most difficult team to try to simulate on the floor. Can score in a variety of ways, have a great inside-outside punch. You know, Lisa and her staff are just, I think, tremendous coaches. And, you know, they obviously, as we are too, you know, we're all fighting, as I mentioned, for postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I would suspect that, you know, they're going to show up in a big way this weekend down in Indianapolis.
Thanks, Coach, and good luck.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll look forward
Thank
to
you.
Seeing you later this week.
I appreciate it. Thanks.